This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's about 82 degrees here in the state of Minnesota. It is absolutely, it's not a Bradley word, but I'll say it, gorgeous. Oh, just gorgeous.
Just gorgeous.
Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have Stephanie Joy. If you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, a lot of hype over what's going on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The website looks fantabulous. That means really cool. It looks nice, for a better way of saying it. Chase, you actually checked the Alexa out, and I'm just kind of curious to how that's working out for us.
It's been going up like crazy. I was shocked.
So we went from 2 million to
60,000.
Okay, that's pretty
in
good.
The United States.
Nice.
That's within a week.
That's pretty incredible.
One week.
Yeah.
Did you like mark that down?
Like, people
so we
like
can,
I've been taking notes.
Keep
I've
track
kinda
of that.
I've got a chart going.
So it started off at 2 million, and now we're at 60,000?
Yeah, that's what Tim was saying, that a week ago is down.
But there's a worldwide Alexia, and then there's a
world ranking, and then there's the United States.
So this is in the United States.
That's in the United States.
Very cool.
Yeah, not bad for a week of being posted. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, you can also go over to our Facebook pages, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. We just added another one. And, folks, Bradley Dean, double E. My personal page, folks, is almost, the door is slowly shutting. If you'd like to jump over there, and you're a doer of the word, not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves, please jump on. Bradley Dean on Facebook, two different pages, one fan page, one personal page. And, finally, you can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Folks, we're doing what we can do, and we're being spent in the purposes of the preservation of this nation, this one nation under God, and we are selling ourselves out to the purposes of God, and we're looking for more to do. And interestingly enough, we have a crew of six that are actually taking care of business on a national, international scale in the way that we are, friends. And so, in saying that, if we can do it, you can do it. Folks, you can also give us a call at any time. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Love hearing from you. You make the show when you do call, folks. Also wanted to let you know we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words. George Washington, of course. Well, he tagged his sleeve to none other than the Christ, the captain of our salvation, in 1 John 3:18. His name is Jesus Christ. This is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We always want to be led by the Spirit. For as the Bible says, many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. I'll add daughters to as well. Now, yesterday we talked a little bit about George Washington and some of the wonderful things that he had to say. And I'm going to give you the second half of what I had from yesterday. And also I decided to add in a little John Adams, too, to mix things up a bit. But Mr. George Washington said, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. So rather than having patience with these unnecessary burdens, we need to make sure that we don't complain about what we tolerate and not tolerate these burdens that are not ours to bear. In fact, it was John Adams who said, "Fear is the foundation of most governments." He also added, which I really like, he said, "Power always thinks that it is doing God's service when it is violating all his laws."
Say it again.
He says, "Power always thinks that it is doing God's service when it is violating all his laws."
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah,
take
it is.
Take heed that you stand lest you fall.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, it's
question your heart.
I remember
the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Martin Luther, the great reformer, used to say he feared his heart more than the Pope.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So we need to check it.
It reminds me, too, of back in Hitler's day with the Nazis. They had on their uniforms, "God with us." And I remember watching this true story, and one of the little kids heard that Hitler and his Nazis had "God with us" on their uniform, and he whispered to his friend, he said, "They think God's on their side."
Well, yeah, but if you go back to the history of Hitler's youth, they were the church youth groups.
That's exactly right.
In Germany. So people, it's, you know, it doesn't... when you take a look at history, it shows you how fine that line is, but it shows you how important it is for the preachers to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
George Washington said, "Experience teaches us that it is much easier to prevent an enemy from posting themselves than it is to dislodge them after they have got possession."
Yeah.
So our whole motto in our ministry is prevention is better than cure. We don't want to wait till people, you know, fall over to their...
Yeah. No, let's wait for the tyrant to destroy the nation before we actually deal with the tyrant, friends.
That's right.
How backwards can one be?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and this is interesting, too, because so many times in politics, people say, we got to find a candidate that's electable. You know, you have to have electability. So make sure they don't really stand too strong on the issues.
I know. Oh, no, no,
so
no.
So they're
no.
kind of compromised, so both folks will like
you're
them.
You are speaking the language of the conservatives that are looking for their man to serve we the people. But what they're looking for when they talk in such a fashion is they're looking for a candidate that acts just like he does,
yep,
or she does. And therein lies the problem with America right there. Instead of being principled on the Bible and the Constitution, They want officials that look just like them. And the reason they don't want them to be too harsh on homosexuality or abortion or any of these other sins that God calls sins and abominations is because they are guilty as hell.
Yep, that's exactly right. It reminds me of the last presidential election. I remember Rick Santorum brought up this point is, you know, the Republicans, quote unquote, always want to make sure that they, you know, they pick a candidate who's just kind of moderate, you know, so we can grab some of the independent votes and so on. He said it's not going to work. And, of course, we see that it didn't work with Mitt Romney. And when you're looking at people who stand, there is no middle way. In fact, this is why I was bringing this up. John Adams said, in politics, the middle way is none at all. Either you're going to be hot or you're cold. You're going to either be black or white. You're going to be either, you know, lukewarm. Lord says, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So when you're looking at candidates, especially coming up in this election season, make sure that they absolutely stand for values. Compromise is two people, like
well,
you said.
It's the blind leading the blind, and that's why they're all in the ditch on both sides, because they don't take it the Lord's way, and that's the straight and narrow and difficult is the way. They don't want to reap too much flack from the people. In other words, they don't stand for anything, and they fall for everything.
That's exactly right, and they're compromised men. And finally, Mr. George Washington said, for you all, you to give you some hope out there, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm going to come right back. Did you guys know, friends, that the Navy is catching hell, literally?
That's
for
right.
Saying we don't want the Bible here anymore? Oh, it sounds like some people are standing up over there, and that's exactly what the Americans are made out of, the Patriots are made out of. We stand, friends. We don't move. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people. So I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is. And you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay. Headline news. Across the nation, what do we see? United States Navy catching hell for yanking Bibles. Good. Literally, that's what you're going to read. Read Psalm 9:17. Atheist tells high school team to punt prayers. Folks, I would take that school down right there. No questions about law is on your side. You've never lost the right. Deal with these ankle biters, friends, because these are the people that mean to destroy your country. Headline news. Achtung, German general in top U.S. Army post. Sounds like they're trying to bleed in the U.N., doesn't it sound? In such a fashion, friends, that we need to wake up and see what's going on here. Islamic terrorist border hoppers. The FBI now believes that terrorists bled in with the illegal immigrants. Sure. In other words, friends, what they're telling you is they're not doing their job, so you need to replace them. Is really what that means. Military cops on display in Ferguson riots. Of course, you're seeing what's really, you're starting to see the face of what's been going on behind closed doors, friends. Black protesters putting cops on a hit list in Missouri. Interestingly enough, who would be actually advocating such crimes against the police? Especially, let's say if this individual, don't know the facts yet, but let's say, just for example, let's say this kid was doing something unlawful or he threatened someone's life and someone is defending themselves. See, they don't care about the facts. They'll erase the facts and they'll say it was a white-on-black crime because this works for this criminal administration. See how that works? Headline news, Iraq war going back again. U.S. needs troops back on the ground. If you remember when they started that campaign, friends, that unconstitutional war, years ago, George Bush chuckled and he said it'll only be there, the military will only be there for 6 months.
Yeah. Job well done, he was talking about.
Yeah, how many years later?
We're done.
Folks? And we're still there, right? 300,000 on brink of losing Obamacare coverage, folks. No good news. When I'm going through here, I'm literally trying to find good news, can't find it. That's why we came up with Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And what we're doing is we're giving you the answers to the issues at hand, friends. We're equipping the people. We're not telling you do doom and gloom. There's nothing you can do about it. No, we're telling you that there's everything in the world that you can do about the problems, and here's why. Because what they're doing is breaking the law. To the righteous across the land, you are not breaking the law. And if you're on the side of the law, then you're on the right side.
No,
and I'm not talking about laws that have been framed by mischief, Psalm 94, that you that these people create, and they, you know, they're called policy, not law. I'm talking about in accordance to God's moral law. As long as you're on that side, keep going, my friends, keep going.
That's exactly right. And I want to make a little comment before we switch topics here about this, you know, Navy. The U.S. Navy has instructed housekeepers to remove Gideon-placed Bibles from every hotel room and its military bases. Now, why did they do this? They did this after they received a letter from the atheist group, Freedom From Religion Foundation.
They are such a joke.
I just have to say that.
They're so pathetic.
I don't know why.
They never got attention as a kid.
I honestly really don't know why people are so apt to bend to these organizations such as Freedom From Religion. I'm thinking about what happened with Cracker Barrel.
Well, because they're afraid, because they see the media getting involved. And see, by the way, these little ankle biters, they go around and they pick a fight with someone. In 99.9% of the time, they're wrong about their infractions they say they find. But because the state-run media is there, they'll bow to them.
Yeah, and what we've seen, especially when you're looking at, you know, what happened with Duck Dynasty, the Duck Dynasty star, and Cracker Barrel and so on, and the Navy removing Bibles, they get this minority, this one letter, and then, oh, we better jump and do this and remove all the Bibles. Then they get this massive flood from the American people. I don't know why they don't learn that what they're going to do is they're going to sidetrack themselves, and they're going to end up having to say, oh, we're sorry about this, and go back and do the right thing.
Well, if you keep in mind, you go back to Judges, I believe it's chapter 6, the Lord left certain tyrants in the land to prove his children, whether they would keep his commandments or no. So when you look at it, you really have to discern the hand of what's going on. I believe it's the Lord just saying, why are you tolerating this? Why are you tolerating these lawless individuals? Well, if you're tolerating it, it's because you yourself are lawless.
That's right. And why are you bowing to the very, very small minority?
It doesn't matter if it's this. This is what the deal is, Steph. What people need to do is they need to take the law to these people.
Right.
Because these people, the Freedom From Religions, the ACLUs, these communist organizations, they set it themselves, friends, and communists they are. They attack everything that you are as a nation, for the most part, that they themselves don't like, because they believe that they themselves are God. And it's idolatry, nothing new under the sun. But the bottom line is America, the law's on your side. You need to take it to them. And isn't it interesting, you never hear anybody suing these jokers.
Right.
You know, and that's where people need to take it, because once you do that, you're going to put them out of business, because you're going to find that there's not too many people that are actually around them outside of those illegal entities that are actually reallocating monies to these programs to destroy America's heritage.
Yeah,
and that's really what it's aimed at.
It's amazing to me, and that's the last thing I'll say about it, is that, you know, the dog will bark and people will just run scared, like, what are we going to do? Listen, grow some backbone, get a spine, and stand up for what you believe in. My gosh, look at our founding forefathers. Yeah, get a spine and stand up. You got the American people behind you. The law of God is on your side. And watch and see what the Lord will do. I mean,
Amen.
Look at Hobby Lobby. Hello.
Hello.
Seriously.
Speaking of atheists tell high school teams to punt prayers, folks, I got a real problem with these people, just let me tell you. But let me go back to the primer as to what was taught in public schools throughout this country. Okay? What has God done for you? This is a question to elementary students. Okay? It's the New England Primer, and it was the first textbook ever printed in America and was used to teach reading and Bible lessons in our schools until the 20th century. It's all written in Old English. So a question to elementary students in America, what hath God done for you? God hath made me, he keepeth me, and he can save me. Question, what is God? Answer, God is a spirit of himself and for himself. Question, how many gods be there? I love that. Answer, there is but one God, three persons, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
This is taught to children in public schools in America. Question, how did God make you? Answer, in my first parents, holy and righteous. Question, what is sin? Answer, sin is transgression of the law.
Amen.
Okay, 1 John 3:4. How many commandments of the law be there? Question to elementary students. Why is that so important to lay the law to them?
Foundation, you got to get the foundation
right. Yeah, diligently, it tells us in the book of Deuteronomy. Okay, what is the first command? Okay, how many commandments of the law be there? Answer, 10. God's moral law. Okay. Question, what is the... Now, let me ask you something. If this was still taught in public schools today, how would a false grace preacher, which is easily the majority in America, how would they survive one sermon?
They wouldn't.
They'd be thrown out as a heretic.
They'd say the Bible doesn't say that.
That's exactly what they would say. Because Jesus didn't come to abrogate the law. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Did you learn this in school? In a Christian school, Chase? In a Christian school,
no,
none of this.
Not even close. I mean, it was the same thing that I got fed growing up in the church. It's just
pathetic.
Modern gospel,
yeah.
All the way.
Yeah. It's a reproach. Question, what is the first commandment? Answer, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Wow. Question, what is the meaning of this commandment? Answer, this is the primer, folks. This is what was taught in public schools to elementary students. That we should worship the only true God and no other God besides him. There's none out of the name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, friends. Question, what is the second commandment? Answer, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Question, what is the meaning of this commandment? Answer, that we should worship the only true God with true worship, such as he hath ordained, and not such as man hath invented.
Oh, this is
awesome. Did you hear this, friends? This is what was taught in public schools.
Yeah.
Okay, question, what is the third commandment? Answer, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Question, what is meant by the name of God? Answer, God himself and the good things of God, whereby he is known as man by his name. As a man by his name and his attributes, worship, word, and works. Oh.
Works.
Oh, by the way, friends, we do the works in the ministry because we're saved.
That's right.
We don't do the works to get saved.
Faith without works is dead.
Amen. So is the body without the spirit dead.
That's right.
Okay. Question, what is meant by the name of God? Answer, God himself and the good things of God, whereby he is known as a man by his name and his attributes, worship, word, and works. Question, what is it not to take his name in vain? Answer, to make use of God, I love this, and good things of God to his glory, and our own good, not vainly, empty or worthless, not irrelevantly, not unprofitably. Well, it's interesting because when you read the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, he goes on, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, if you profess his name, you better act accordingly. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to abide, even as he walk as he walked. Question, what is the fourth commandment? Answer, remember that thou keep holy the Sabbath day. Question, what is the meaning of this commandment? Answer, that we should labor and much more play of the Lord's day, that we may draw nigh to God in his holy duties. In other words, heart to God and hand to man. No servile work, done for self. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Talking about the primer, that was taught in public schools, and now you're under attack by, well, less than a handful of those that don't believe that God exists or themselves.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in a 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com. Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We're here destroying the atheist view and their worldview. Isn't it interesting, these wackos? No, I'm not even... These just godless devils is really what they are. They know what they do. They're not innocent of it, but they love the Earth, Mother Earth, more than they love life.
The creation.
You know, why don't
creator?
They stop abortion, or you know, why don't they do something like that? But interestingly enough, I just want to blow this theory out of the water concerning the atheists. By the way, it was Ben Franklin who said, I believe in 1793, that atheism was unheard of in America. And I'll tell you why, because during war, there is no such thing as an atheist. See, these people, these atheists, I guarantee you they're probably not veterans, but I guarantee you they don't understand what it's like to actually fight for something that they have in life.
They're just trying to tear it down.
Totally, because they're miserable. They hate themselves.
Right.
We're talking about the primer and what is being taught. Well, actually, what was taught in public schools and elementary school. But I wanted to do this. We were making reference to atheists tell high school team to punt prayers. Well, tell the atheists to bend over and we'll punt them.
I like
right
that.
Through the goalpost.
I like
okay.
that. That works for
now,
me.
Now, interestingly enough, I was just digging here, and I'm going through my constitutional course again, and it's interesting that church affiliations of constitutional convention delegates, there was a total of 56. Okay, I found out that 28 of the signers, our forefathers, were Episcopalians. Okay, 8 were Presbyterians, 7 were Congregationalists. 2 were Dutch Reformed, 2 Lutherans, 2 Methodists, 2 Roman Catholics, and 1 unknown. There was 3 that were claimed, well, they actually tried to lay to them, that they were deists, but the fact is there's no evidence to support their theory. that they were deists. And what is a deist? Deist is the belief in an absentee God, that God didn't for some reason create the universe, and when he did, he just decided to leave his kids on the globe.
Yeah, just leave them in the dark.
Yeah, just let them do their thing. Would you do that?
Seriously. Have you had kids? Yeah, I have kids. Once I have them, I'm just going to leave them alone and not take care of them, and you know.
That's the deist, okay? And then what you have from there, and I've also heard this too, just to just kind of blow this theory out of the water. Well, atheism is really the fruit of the professed church. You know, there's atheism in the world because of the church. No, 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 wait a second. The atheist has the same Bible as the hypocrite does.
I got to say
so
this,
so how does that work out
for you?
You
know, atheists strive so hard against God, right? And
yeah,
they claim that God does not exist. So if he doesn't exist, why is he even an afterthought? I mean, why do you have to fight so hard against something that's, you know, not even there?
Yeah.
If God's not there, why do you hate him so much, and why do you fight against him so much? If he's not there, you wouldn't even be talking about it.
Losers.
Oh.
Let's get back to some of these questions. The Primer, the New England Primer, which was the first textbook ever printed in America, and the students in elementary school were taught these Q&As. Let's go to the next one. A question. What is the fifth commandment? Answer, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's also a promise fulfilled in the New Testament, which makes reference to the law, the fifth commandment.
That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Honor thy father and thy mother is the answer, is that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You ever notice, I'm sure you have, you ever noticed how movies love to portray the children as the ones that are in charge rather than the parents, especially
the
Disney?
They tell them parents what to do. They wear the pants.
They've been doing that for years.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little backwards. Let's go on here. So, question, what are meant, this is Old English, what are meant by father and mother? A, answer, all our superiors, whether in family, school, church, and commonwealth.
Hmm.
A country as a whole, friends.
Yep.
Okay. Question. What is the honor due unto them? Answer. Reverence, obedience, and when I am able, recompense. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which is the fulfilling of the law.
We're just talking about that today in school.
And we see what's happening in America today. The love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. See? Okay, we'll go on here. Here's a question. What is the sixth commandment? What's interesting is they put an F there instead of an S.
Yes.
Okay, that's old English.
Mm-hmm.
So, answer, thou shalt do no murder. Question, what is the meaning of this commandment? Answer, that we should not shorten the life or health of ourselves or others, but preserve both. Amen.
I like that.
Look out for each other.
A little different perspective
greater
on that.
Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brother. Let's do that, friends.
I like that.
I'll tell you what, we'll come back together under the banner of Christianity, right? Question, what is the seventh commandment? Answer, thou shalt not commit adultery. Question, what is the sin here forbidden? Answer, to defile ourselves or others with unclean lust. Jesus said in Matthew 5, even the look, the thought. Question, what is the duty here commanded? A, charity to professors, our vessels in holiness and honor.
Nice.
Wow. Old English, friends, this is what was taught in public schools through the Primer, elementary students in America. What is the eighth commandment? Question. Answer, thou shalt not steal. What is the, it says, the stealth here forbidden? Okay? Again, Old English. Answer, to take away another man's goods without his leave or to spend our own without benefit to ourselves or others. Awesome. Question, what is the duty here commanded? Answer, to get our goods honestly, to keep them safely, and spend them thriftily.
Oh,
Old English.
This is such a good point.
Okay, question, what is the ninth commandment? Answer, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Amen. Question, what is the sin here forbidden? Answer, to lie safely, L-I-E,
mm-hmm.
lie safely, to think or speak untruly of ourselves or others. Of ourselves or others.
Yeah.
I like that. Question, what is the duty here required? Answer, truth and faithfulness. Again, we're talking about the Primer. This is what was taught in elementary schools in this country, friends. Question, what is the tenth commandment? Answer, thou shalt not covet. Question, what is the coveting here forbidden? Answer, lust after things of other men and want a lack, they use the word want, a lack of contentment with our own.
Mm-hmm.
So question, whether have you kept all their commandments? Answer, no. I and all men are sinners.
Question, what are the wages of sin? Answer, death and damnation. Question, how then look you to be saved? Answer, only by Jesus Christ. Elementary,
yeah.
Friends,
can
to the primer. Question, who is Jesus Christ? Answer, the eternal Son of God who for our sakes became man that he might redeem us and save us, and might I add, through his blood. Question, how does Christ redeem and save us? Answer, by his righteous life and bitter death and glorious resurrection to life again. Friends, this was taught to public school, elementary students, pupils across the land.
Can you imagine if this was still taught in our public schools, in our elementary schools across the land today? We're teaching young people to follow the Ten Commandments. Don't steal, don't lie,
right.
Don't commit adultery. Do you think that maybe they would grow up with that foundation in their conscience on the right path to say, listen, I don't want to betray the Lord's trust, and I don't want to defile his commands or disobey his commands, and they would be raised up to be truthful and to be honest and hardworking. I mean, this would be, we'd have a different country if we were taught, teaching our kids. These foundations.
Of course. And the American people can blame nobody but themselves for allowing it to take place.
That's right.
Let me go on here. How does Christ redeem and save us? Answer, by his righteous life and bitter death and glorious resurrection to life again. Question, how do we come to have a part in fellowship with Christ in his death and resurrection? Answer, by the power of his word and spirit, which brings us to him and keeps us in him.
Wow.
I love it. So it gives power to the spirit.
Right.
Question, what is the word? Answer, the holy scriptures of the prophets and apostles, the Old and New Testament, the law and the gospel. What's missing today, friends? Law.
That's a great answer.
Completely.
To that. Yes.
And prophets and apostles, where are they?
Yeah.
They're nowhere to be found.
Right.
Yet it's the apostle, prophet, and teacher that lead the church, friends.
Right.
1 Corinthians 12:28. Anybody want to dispute that with me? 1-866-233-0747. Show me in the New Testament where the pastor is supposed to lead the church. Can't find it, can you? Didn't think so. Go on here. How does the ministry of the law bring you towards Christ?
Wow. This is awesome.
It's great. Answer, by bringing me to know my sin and the wrath of God against me for it. Question, where are you hereby the nearer to Christ? Answer, so I come to know my crucified estate and need of a Savior. The law crucifies you. As they say, D.L. Moody did, it drives you to the foot of the cross and it does no more. St. Augustine said the law detects, grace alone conquers. That's exactly right. Question, how does the ministry of the gospel help you in the crucified estate? Answer, by humbling me yet more and then reifying me out of this estate.
Okay, hold on a second. Listen, yep, to what I just said. How does the gospel help you in this crucified state? Notice the gospel comes in after you've been crucified, after the law,
yeah,
has done its duty, and you believe that, oh, I'm a sinner, I'm a transgressor before you. The good news, the gospel comes
medicine,
after that.
The,
yes,
medicine.
That's right. After the crucifixion.
That's exactly right. Answer, by humbling me yet more and then reifying me out of this estate. So I overcome,
right,
by the power of the Holy Ghost through grace. Okay? Am I saved? Ephesians 2:8. Answer, by revealing the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and dying to save sinners and yet confining me of my sin. Oh, I'm sorry. It says convincing me of my sin and not believing on him and of my utter insufficiency to come to him. And so I feel myself utterly lost. That's what the law does,
yeah,
right? Question, how does the ministry of the gospel, if these words, raise you up out of this lost estate to come to Christ? Answer, by teaching me the value and virtue of the death of Christ and the riches of his grace to lost sinners by revealing the promise of grace to such and by ministering the spirit of grace to apply Christ and his promise of grace unto myself and to keep me in him. How? By faith, friends. Question, how does the Spirit of grace apply Christ and his promised grace unto me and keep you in him? by begetting me in faith to receive him, and prayer to call upon him, repentance to mourn over him, and new obedience to serve him.
Wow.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this. Folks, this is the primer, the New England Primer. It was the first textbook ever printed in America and was used to teach reading and Bible lessons to our elementary students all the way up until the 20th century. Bradley and Stephanie, will be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Joe Messina here from The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is one of our real warriors in proclaiming the truth to all Americans. He's not ashamed to reveal the truth about our founding fathers, their relationship to God, and how they saw the growth of this country. If you don't listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, you will be uninformed. Don't be uninformed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're running off of headline news here. Atheists tell high school teen to punt prayers. No, tell the atheist to bend over and punt him through the goalpost, friends. Not trying to lead you to football, but that is one game that I'd play.
That's right.
Just bend over.
Especially if the
and
punching.
Then as soon as I get done kicking you through the first time, I want you to bend over and say, please, may I have another. We'll kick the hell out of you and get the heaven in you. Thomas Jefferson said, I shall need the favor of the being in whose hands we are, who led our forefathers as Israel of old from their native land and planted them in a country flowing with all things necessary and comforts of life, who has covered our infancy with his providence and our riper years with his wisdom and power. And to whose goodness I ask you to join with me in supplications that he will so enlighten the minds of your servants, guide their counsels, and prosper their measures, that whatsoever they shall do results in good and shall secure you to the peace, friendship, and approbation of all nations. Approval.
Amen.
Thomas Jefferson, second inaugural address, 1805. Folks, you are a Christian nation. Just reiterating it. Combating the lies with the truth. Truth crust to the earth will rise again, and it always does, like it or not. This righteous is, let me say it this way, the seed of the righteous is forever.
Forever.
It is forever. We ain't, let me say it again, we ain't, and yes, that's in my dictionary, we ain't going anywhere.
That's right.
Amen.
I read the end of the book and we win.
We do. You know what? But all the way through the book, we win if we're willing
that's
to stand.
Right.
Right? Okay, so let's go on here, friends. What is faith? Question. This is what was taught in public schools concerning the elementary students in America across the land, friends. Question, what is faith? Answer, faith is the grace of the Spirit whereby I deny myself and believe on Him, Christ, for righteousness and salvation. Question, what is prayer? Unconstitutional, friends? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You should have unseated them black-robed tyrants right then and there. But no, they voted in favor with less than 3% of the people. They weren't ruled by law. And they, what'd they do? They overlooked 97% of America that said, leave them alone. So in other words, that day, they became the demigods.
That's right.
Okay? Whatever the Supreme Court says, we must do it. No, you are sadly, sadly mistaken. And yes, friends, they can be removed. What is prayer? It is calling upon God in the name of Christ by the help of the Holy Ghost according to the will of Him who ordained the prayer. Because that's really what it comes down to. God. Question, what is repentance?
Wow,
again, we're
awesome.
Teaching this in public schools. Answer, repentance is a grace of the Spirit whereby I loathe my sins.
Wow.
I loathe my sins. Not I'm buddy-buddy with them.
Right.
Not a fraternizer with what put Christ on the cross. Whereby I loathe my sins and myself for them.
Oh.
Before the Lord, and mourn after Christ for the pardon of them, and for grace to serve Him in the newness of life. Man, that sounds like Paul when he was, you know, crying out to God to be clothed with the heavenly.
Yeah, and that reminds me, too, of, you know, I loathe myself and I loathe my sins. What are we teaching people today from the professed churches of America?
It's
positivism. It's
feel-goodism.
And that's right. Yeah. You can do it. Self-embetterment, self-help. Listen, if we were so good, why in the world we need a Savior?
Joel Osteen.
Yep.
Joyce Meyer.
Yeah, they don't teach you to mold yourself
that
and mold
it is humanism from A to Z. They are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. There's just no getting around it. Let me go on here. What is the newness of life or newness of obedience? Answer, newness of life is a grace of the Spirit whereby I forsake my former lust and vain company and vain company and vain company. Right? And walk before the Lord in the light of His word and the communications of faith. You need to actually give this to some of your family members stuff.
Yeah.
No, for real. Going on here, I mean, not like my family members don't need to see it neither.
Not
but
like anybody else's family members.
My family members
don't need to
know,
see it.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question, what is the communion of the saints? Answer, it is the fellowship of the church and the blessing of the covenant of grace and the seals thereof. Question, what is the church? Answer, it is a congregation of saints joined together in the bond of the covenant, blood covenant, to worship the Lord and edify one another in all of His holy ordinances. So when we're talking about edification, we're building up people in Christ, not in the flesh. Okay? They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let me go over to Romans 8 really quick. He said, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And then he said, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God.
That's right. And as Martin Luther said, are you nothing until a man becomes nothing? God can make nothing out of him. Christ is all in all.
This is great stuff. Question, what is the bond of the covenant by which the church is joined together? Answer, teaching this to elementary students in America, friends. Across the boards. This wasn't just, folks, all public schools in America were taught this. Okay, not just a handful or one over there and one over there like it was peppered across the country.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the case. Listen. It is the profession that the covenant which God has made with His faithful people, to be a God unto them and to their feet. That's what it says, to their feet. Question, what did the Lord bind His people to in this covenant? Answer, to give up themselves and their feed. That's what it says. First to the Lord to be his people, and then the elders and the brethren of the church to set forward the worship of God and their mutual edification. By the way, I've also heard this quite a bit, and just, I don't know why this is coming up, but somebody needs to hear it. It's interesting, too, we're told that we need to submit to this church and that church and this church. And folks, I want to tell you something. They love it. They love when someone comes and says, hey, you know what? This group of people wants to submit themselves to our authority, our covering. It was Paul that said, I submit myself to no man.
That's right.
And it was Jesus that said in John 2, right before chapter 3, right in the chapter break there, he said, he committed himself to no man because he knew what was in man. Now, there's a spiritual authority and there's a fleshly authority. There's a big, huge difference. Whatever one drives you to the foot of the cross to Jesus Christ, that's the right authority you want to listen to. The one that wants to have control over you and your life, that's not the right authority. Because if they want to put the arm of the flesh upon you, rest assured they're doing it for the wrong reasons. And I can tell you the seed of that branch, control. And the reason they control is because they're afraid. And what are they afraid of? Well, in most cases in America today, they're afraid that they're going to be found out that they're not the real deal. That's why they have to control. And that's why they always play the little competitive game between this church. Hey, folks, point. When we moved out to where I live now, there was 96 churches. 96 churches. There still is. We sent a letter to every single church, told them we were moving in, told them who we were, what we've done, all the high schools, youth groups, the whole shebang. We heard not from one church. Doing high school assemblies across the country, you know who our opposition was? The youth pastors and the church.
Mm-hmm. The professed church.
Yep. Guess who came after us? What are you saying that for in a public school? Well, wait a second. The question that I have for you is, why are you not saying that in the public school? And for some reason, they satisfy themselves, these church leaders, to sit at the lunch table during lunch at the high school.
I mean, talk about
cowardice.
Yeah, who's
effeminate
got the,
little pansies.
Like, who's got the superiority? Do you sitting at the little table?
Why would I listen to you?
Are you taking ground or
totally.
are you defeated, basically?
Oh, folks, I can go on and on with this primer. This is great stuff. If you'd like to check it out, folks, email me, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I'll get a copy of this over to you.
It's great.
Oh, I got about half a page left.
This is elementary students.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not like, you know, people. I also want to say, too, is that when they used to teach the ABCs to elementary students in the primer, they would go A, and they'd do a scripture verse, like, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. C, children obey your parents and Lord, for this is right. So when you go down the ABCs, not only were they learning their ABCs, but they were attaching scripture to everything they were learning as well.
That's right. Exactly. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, Connecticut Puritan, author of Great Compromise, by which Congress has two houses, elder and church pastor by Jonathan Edwards, Jr., the great awakening preacher.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said, the signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, the threatenings of the law against impenitent sinners are as important as the promises of the gospel. He said, in the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States, Sherman was an old Puritan, as honest as an angel, and as firm in the cause of the American independence as Mount Atlas.
Wow.
Folks. This is who we are. It's all your stuff.
We definitely have a job to do, and we are doing it. We know that you want to do it as well. We want to turn talk radio into do radio. As George Washington said, deeds, not words. And, of course, he got that from the Bible. For those of you that say, listen, I want to join in this fight. I want to start marching with this crew going forward. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can I interject something real quick?
Absolutely.
It was George Washington's speech to Delaware Chiefs, 12 May 1779, military clock. You will do well to wish to learn our ways of life and above all the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. He wrote that in a letter, 13th Governors, 8 June 1783. He refers to Jesus Christ as the divine author of our blessed religion.
Amen. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com to donate, or go to Sons of Liberty Media and check out our brand new media website.
I love it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.